So this topic of the power of faith is a topic that's very close to my heart. I think as we see the drama putting its momentum, and as we see time going at a faster speed, and as we're beginning to see ourselves at a more deeper and subtle level, in the midst of all of that, what is it that keeps me grounded? What is it that keeps me still? And what is it that allows me to stay powerful? And just a deep feeling within that, if I haven't grounded myself in faith, many things will come in my drama, and it will create too many thoughts. And when I create too many thoughts, I weaken myself. You know? Sometimes when there's lack of faith, we think too much. Isn't it? Do you feel that? Yeah? So when there's that lack of that faith within the self, then our thoughts increase. And because our thoughts increase, they take up a lot of energy. And when they take up that energy, they make us tired. And when I'm tired, I can't be powerful. And so, which areas in my journey do I need to deepen my faith more and more? Baba from the beginning has been talking about and spoken in beautiful murlis, avyak murlis, about faith and how faith brings victory. But just the experience that the first faith I need to have in a very real way is faith in myself. And still sometimes in our Brahman life, our faith is based on the obvious, the things I see, the things I know, the titles that may be in my life. And faith has got nothing to do with any of that. Faith is getting in touch with my original self. And I need to make this original self that I am so real in my life that even if everything around me shakes, there's one part of me that's solid. And that is I, the original being. And if I'm basing my self-respect, if I'm basing my worthiness on anything else, the drama is going to give me a hiding. Yeah? We will feel the hurt and we'll feel the pain. Because there are times in the drama that if I am riding on anything external, there will be times when it's all recognized, it's all appreciated, it all looks good, my self-respect is intact. And there will be other times where it's different. The drama shakes around me, I don't see myself value, I may not feel recognized, I may not feel appreciated. And if my faith is based on anything else, the drama will be able to shake me. My self-respect is going to get tested. And so, what is the truth that I remain anchored in? Is the truth of my original self. And it is that original self that when I stay in touch with and make it very, very real, that is the only basis of my self-respect. And that is what will give me power to go through whatever comes in my drama. the faith in my original qualities, the faith in my original part, the faith in my original home. All that is the only reality that actually exists. Everything else is like waves. They come and they go. And some waves are high, and some waves are low. Yeah? And so they will keep coming, but every day, especially at Amrit Vela, I need to go deep inside and really just feel myself and deepen the experience, because faith grows when we have experiences. Sometimes souls lose faith because they haven't given themselves time to have an experience. Yeah? It's one thing to know the knowledge, but it's a totally different moment when I'm experiencing it. And even years later in my Brahman life, I need to ask myself this question very honestly. Am I experiencing myself to be a soul? Or do I just know I'm a soul? Because the brain can register it, but the soul has not yet felt it. Yeah. And so the more and more I deepen this experience of being a soul, the more my faith will increase. Because the basis of faith is knowledge and experience. I need both. Not just knowledge, but knowledge and experience. And each day of my Brahman life, I have to ask myself honestly, do I feel like a soul? Yeah. Do I feel the freedom of who I am? Do I feel my original qualities alive? Not that I just have them, but I am that. And the self-respect of knowing that's the only thing in me that is real. Roles can change, situations can change. You know, so many things in my drama can change. You know, sometimes, whilst I'm holding this original self in front of me, many things can test that. One of the things that happen is this body, you know. We don't realize, and I had a personal experience of journeying with somebody in the last few years, whom I've known for years. And just watching how, when the body gets sick, how much hold it has over you. It's one thing to feel free when the body is cooperating, but when the body is settling an account and the body is imprisoning the soul, can I still feel free as a soul? Yeah. Or does the experience of the body feel much more alive than my experience as a soul? And so this deep faith, never ever underestimate the power of your body. Yeah? And we need to deepen this more and more, that what's real is I, the soul. And then it's my body. And we know this. We are sitting here as Brahmins for many years. But when we go through a test, then it becomes very real for me how much I feel like a soul. Yeah? And so I have to deepen this practice. And this practice will only deepen when every day, and really every day, I arrive at my original self and I experience the bodiless stage. And so we hear the word bodiless stage, but it's just really, nothing else is real. My name is not real, my role is not real. My drama, my situation around me is not real. It's only as real as I make it. You know? And so then I'm able to step into the drama of my life and do what I have to do. Because yes, we have to live in our context. And we have to try and be the best for ourselves in our context. But to ask myself, what am I feeding on? Am I feeding on what's happening to me? Or am I feeding on what I am? Because if I'm feeding on what's happening to me, then that's going to change a lot. Yeah? And so, more and more deepening the experience of my original and eternal self. That is the basis of my self-respect. And it is my self-respect, which is based on my original pure self, that will give me the power to respond as the scenes in the drama are becoming more dynamic. Yeah. The second faith that I need to deepen, connected to the faith in the self at this time, is faith in my power of purity. Purity is my original quality. And more I need to use my purity to go through the scenes of my drama. When the soul really deepens the experience of purity, really over a period of time, life will become easy. Even though the world looks at it differently. Yeah. But purity, when it's deepened, gives life to non-violence. Means it gives life to no battle. And when there's no battle, then things become easier. And as the drama is presenting the scenes in front of me, let me ask myself, with what energy am I responding to my drama? Do I have faith in my purity, or do I just have faith in the things around me? I'll give you a very real experience. A couple of years ago, where I stay, there was I faced a moment, and so there were intruders that had come in. Okay, and we have an alarm system, we have panic buttons on our cell phone, we have a speed dial to a security company. But that time, when the intruder came, even though we called the security, they took a long time to come. And the cell phone was nice, but there was no signal. Yeah? Best phone, nice, nothing, everything organized, but there's no signal. So everything you can think of externally that's supposed to support you, that you think is protecting you, at that moment is not available. So at that point you realize that when you have faith in your purity, it will look after you. Because as long as we hold on to purity, peace will be alive. And then harm cannot come to the soul, to me. As soon as I forget the power and faith that I have in my purity, the drama will have power over me. Yeah? And we see more and more how the foundation of our Brahman life is purity. And that purity has to be so real, absolutely real. It's not I'm rigid about my purity. This is purity and this is not purity. Let me be pure in my heart and pure in my mind and pure in my interactions, and let me be real. You know? I have to be real in my Brahman life. And so let me make this purity, which is the foundation of my life, very real. And my personal experience is when you deepen your purity, life is not a battle. When there's purity, there's no mixture. Only when there's mixture, things become hard. When things are kept simple and clear and clean, then there's no hard work. And so to deepen for myself and to have faith in my purity. Because as the scenes of the drama come close to us, our only protection is our purity. It's also only my purity that will keep the signal clear for me in my connection with Baba. Purity is really that experience where there is no interference. You know, when there's purity, the signal is strong and clear. Yeah? In any space, even in the world, when there's an unpolluted place, things happen better. And so to have faith in my purity, a very, very deep level, because that faith in my purity is going to help me in many, many aspects of my life, responding to the physical, responding to my relationships, responding to my body, responding to sanskars, responding to life. When I hold purity, I say to myself, I hold nothing in my heart that is not clean. It's not worth it. You know, if you hold something negative, the only person that's losing out is you. Isn't it? Don't you think so? So we harbor some negativity about somebody or something, but the only person that will really hurt is me. They may carry on with their life. You know, so really to develop this capacity inside of me to create this clean feeling inside. And that is really very much based on my original self. So faith in the self, faith in my purity. The second faith that Baba often talks about is faith in Him. Again, if my journey of soul consciousness is not real, then Baba can't feel real. Baba is just a concept. Baba is a nice concept, but Baba doesn't feel real. Yeah. When I've deepened faith in myself, then Baba becomes accessible to me. And again, here two words that come alive. I have faith in Baba, but do I trust Baba? Yeah. One thing is to have faith, but in the reality of my life's journey, when something's happening, do I trust Baba's ability? Yeah. And both has to be, again, very much alive. My faith in Baba and my trust in Baba. The other day, Daddy Janki was asking this question. She said, put yourself in the middle, and because we, in the youth retreat, we're working with the power of silence. And she gave us this homework, and she said, put yourself in the middle, and in silence, keep asking, what is Baba telling me, and what is time telling me? Am I listening to what Baba's saying, and what time is saying? Yeah. Again, I can only have faith when I know what Baba is doing at this time. And really to feel Baba, I need to become silent. And that silence has to be the inner silence. It's got nothing to do with talking and not talking. That's just one aspect of silence. But when I really have deep faith in Baba, the soul will become silent. Yeah? Because you've felt something, you've touched something. You know, in the world too, when somebody has fallen in love, they don't have to say much, isn't it? They just keep smiling at you. And it says a lot. And so when I have faith in Baba, then the soul becomes silent. Because I've tasted something. And again, I have to ask myself, how much faith do I have in Baba? And faith is deepened as to the extent I have deepened my relationship with Baba. You have faith in someone to the extent you have a relationship with them. Yeah. Because in the relationship, you have an experience. And it is that experience that deepens your faith. Like in the world, if a child has really experienced its mother's love or its father's care or somebody in their life, when they've really experienced that, then the faith deepens because the relationship has grown. So as time goes by, you have faith. So when you are looking for love, you know where to go to. Because you have experienced that love, and that love gives you faith that I can go back there. And so, again, to ask myself, how deep is my relationship with Baba? And now we see in the drama that Baba is becoming more and more subtle, and therefore I have to become more and more subtle. If I really want to experience Baba, I have to become subtle. Otherwise I'm going to miss out. Yeah. And so to constantly check how much am I renewing my relationship with Baba. Yeah. What is my relationship with Bab Dada? Because at this time of the confluence age, there's a secret. There's a secret that is available in my access to God. How often do those eyes, Baba's eyes, talk to me? How often do I feel the courage and determination come alive because Baba is talking to me through those eyes? What is my relationship with Baba's drishti that gives me faith and courage? How deep is my relationship with Baba's murli? Because Baba's murli is what helps me to connect. You know, every morning, in order to help myself, from over the years, I have taken the Avyak murlis, and I just taken a small excerpt, that maybe 5 minutes, on different themes from the murli. Over the years when I've collected Baba's Avyak murlis, I have it on recording. So on different topics. Not too long, just like 5 minutes. So now with technology it's easy to do that. So for example, Baba's love, or Baba's, how Baba has faith in you, or anything. I've just taken up different topics, and I have like about 200 different 5 minutes. And every morning at Amrit Vela, at 4:30, I have this feeling that Baba's going to tell me something today. And then I don't choose it. I just have it on my phone. Simple. Yeah? And then I just press 1, and then for 5 minutes, I hear Bab Dada's voice, and Baba talking to me. Yeah? And I really find that it's like Baba is the mentor. Yeah? He's like your coach for the day. And he's saying to you, today, hold this determination or hold this faith. And very often I find that it's like Baba preparing the child just for that day. The Sakar Murli has its value. But every morning listening to Avyak Bab Dada, because now we see in the drama that the Murlis are short, or sometimes like the last meeting with Baba was just powerful drishti. And yet there's a treasure store. There's a treasure store of so many years of Avyak sustenance that Baba has offered the child. How much am I revising that? Because everything that the soul needs to know is given already by Baba. The ocean of knowledge has taken the child deep into the ocean. And you know, from the 69 Murlis and now the 1977 Murlis, you know, each one is like, I don't know even know how to describe it. in my own words, I'll say it's yum yum. You know, it's really nice, and we just have to really take it in. You know, last week Baba's Murli on waste thoughts, so powerful. This week's Murli, you know, this whole 1977 that has come up on the Sunday Murlis, they give me access to God's sanskars. When I really understand the Murli, through the Murli, Baba is giving me access to understand his sanskars. And when I understand Baba's sanskars, then I understand Baba. And when I understand Baba, then I experience Baba. And when I experience Baba, then the faith grows. But have I understood God's sanskars? And that comes through the Murli. Every day Baba is revealing one aspect of his personality to me. You know? And when I understand each part of Baba's personality, and then I know what Baba stands for, then I can have faith. If I don't know, then I can't have faith. It's like a doctor. If you don't know what the doctor can do, you don't have faith in the doctor. You know? Even in the Laukic world. But soon as you can see a doctor can do something, your faith increases. And then you'll go to that doctor again and again because you feel that the doctor has helped you. Similarly, Baba, through every Murli, gives us access to one part of his personality. You know, the sanskars that come alive through Baba's Murli. You know, every day I after the Murli, I sit silently for a short while and I look at Baba's face and I say to Baba, okay, this is what you've told me of yourself today. You know? This is a very powerful journey with Baba. You know, let us not, I always remind myself, don't miss out who God is. Don't miss out. You know, don't just stay with the little things and saying, oh, this is who Baba is. Baba is such an ocean of the most beautiful personality. But in order for me to really experience it, you know, I need to understand Baba. I need to go into the depth of who Baba is. And then the relationship comes alive. And when the relationship is alive, then the journey begins. Yeah. And never stop having a two-way relationship with God. Any relationship is alive if it's only two-way. One-way relationships, after a while, there's a problem. Isn't it? Just a matter of time. So how much is my relationship with Baba? Two ways. Yoga is one of the ways in which, so firstly Baba's Murli. Baba's Murli gives me access to Baba. Then in silence I sit with Baba and I spend time with Baba. A third thing that helps me a lot, and it has helped me to deepen my relationship with Baba, is on a daily basis I journal. So I have a book, a nice book, special book, and I have two color pens, yeah? And every day I write to Baba. But the red pen is Baba writing back to me. Yeah? And very often, Baba writing back to me is usually from the Murli. I don't let my own thoughts dictate that. But I talk to Baba. And this is something that helps me. Every morning and every evening I write to Baba, journaling. And I do that, and now on the 31st I usually then let it disappear somehow. Yeah. But every day I journal with Baba. That means I write. And I make it, you know, and I don't call Baba Baba, because I get used to the word Baba. So I have my own way of calling Baba. Yeah? So I use my own word to call Baba. But it's a journal through which I write to Baba every day. And you know, I really find that when you tell Baba the things of your heart, he responds. And when he responds, and you see that, the relationship grows and the faith grows. But if you don't talk to someone, how can they respond? Isn't it? You have to take, in any relationship, you need to take the first step. So when you take the first step, then Baba responds. And I find every day, no matter how physical or how spiritual the thoughts of my heart may be, Baba responds. Yeah? And so when you write about it, it also helps you deepen your concentration. But then the relationship becomes alive. And as the relationship is alive, your faith grows. This Baba is such a beautiful energy, and yet very subtle, very powerful, but very subtle. And in order for that to become alive in my life, I need to dance with God in my mind. I need to understand God's rhythm, and then when you understand somebody's rhythm, you can dance with them. The third aspect is faith in relationships. Sometimes it's easy to have faith in the self and to have faith in Baba. But faith in relationships. Yeah. Again, my personal experience is that one of the deepest qualities that we need in relationships is patience. And it has to be real patience. Not theoretical patience. Don't say I'm patient and inside you, you're all worked up. Yeah? Daddy said something very beautiful the other day. That when the soul is patient, she said it quite nicely. When the soul is patient, it can be silent. Patience brings silence. And when there's silence, you can be tolerant. And when there's tolerance, then you will be content. And this is the sign of royalty. So when there's patience, the soul can be silent. It is my silent power that makes me tolerant, really tolerant. When I'm deeply tolerant, then I'm content. And if I'm content, I am royal. No? And so again, faith in relationships. It's very important, you know. I think at the end of the cycle, we've all come with our long journey. You know the song, a very beautiful Baba song, we've come to the Diamond Harbor, you know. And some ships have sailed well, and some ships are a bit wrecked. So, but we've all arrived at the Diamond Harbor. Some in good shape, some a bit wounded, some a bit wrecked. But we are a family. And so when I understand that we are a family, then I don't get caught up in the obvious. We have faith beyond what we experience. If I get caught up in the obvious, then I am going to allow my own intellect to get clouded. Yeah? For me, faith in relationships means really to have faith that in the soul's original self, but in a very real way. And no matter what sanskars come in front of you, to just have the capacity of not to react. There's a big difference between not reacting and suppressing. Our journey is not one of suppression, but not to react. Because if I'm going to react, then I have more work to do. Yeah? At the same time, I have to be very careful in my Brahman life that I'm not suppressing. And sometimes, as Brahmins and in our royalty, so-called royalty, we suppress. And that suppression harms me, and it's just a matter of time, it's going to come out in my relationship. Just a matter of time. You know? And so really to be able to step into a relationship and have acceptance. And acceptance requires a big heart. Souls are not always going to be the way we want them to be. Souls are not always going to be the way we think is the right way to be. It's still my opinion what is right. You know? So as soon as I have that kind of judgment and even internal criticism or expectation, I'm not being truly patient with the other soul. And in my own journey, I've learned that when you keep that deep patience with a clean heart, you're giving the other soul the willpower to change. And that's how the relationship becomes better. soon as you react in a relationship, you're not giving the other soul the gift of willpower. With me? And if they don't have willpower, they're never going to change. And so when I have, if I hold this big heart and this capacity to be patient, and I hold the highest wish for you, not out of judgment, not out of a feeling that I'm better than you, or even slightly critical in my mind, but I just keep a very innocent, honest heart and really step into the relationship with patience. Over a period of time, my good energy or my patient energy or my clean energy will feed the other soul and give them the power to look at themselves. Because if you try to prove, they're also going to try to prove back. And when two souls are trying to prove, nobody's going to win. Yeah? And so, when I'm able to do that, it gives the other soul willpower. And over a period of time, they will feel the faith I have in them. And that I'm not there to change them, but I'm here to live with them. And I have to ask myself very honestly, am I here to change people? Or am I here to live with them? Big difference. If I have a slight attitude that I'm here to change you, or you have to change in my company, you're just going to have a lot of fun. Because their samskaras are going to come up. You know? But if I have this pure wish in my heart, that I want to live with you. Not exist, I want to live. And when I have this deep feeling that I want to live with you, then something inside of me has to change. And that has faith in the other person. And in that way we develop the ability to draw the best out of the other person. Not the best that I think, but the best of who they are. Yeah? So faith in relationships. Yeah? Faith really, firstly having patience, secondly having good wishes, thirdly not having expectations. And never count how many times you've been nice. You know, sometimes we quietly count that I've been nice so many times to you. Huh? But, yeah, that's not royalty. In royalty of a relationship, you don't count. You just are what you are. And so, when you are just what you are, then you're able to just give who you are. Yeah? So no expectations, no criticism, no internal judgment, and no counting. That creates royalty in the relationship. And it gives the other soul the space to be. But never ever suppress yourself in relationships. It's a big thing that. Yeah. And to check honestly from within your heart that your relationship with whoever is real. don't pretend, because pretense has an expiry date. Yeah? Don't pretend. For how long? Yeah? What's really inside is going to come out. So never to pretend. You know? Communication in relationship is important. But again, your communication will only be good to the extent you have faith in the other person. Yeah? Some people say, well, I can't communicate. Or I am communicating, but the other person is not responding the way they should. The question is, do I have faith in them? Because how you really see someone from an internal space is what you're going to get out of them. Yeah? So I may be using the tool of communication, but if my attitude towards that soul is still not good or filled with the faith that of who they are, then even though I've used the tool of communication, I won't get results. You know? Because it's about an attitude. It's about my internal bhavna that I have for you. Yeah. And we are all on a long journey. We've been through a long cycle. Yeah. And at the end of the cycle, some sin scars are going to come up. Yeah. So let me be kind to myself and kind to the other soul. And not be, you know, sometimes people are like time bombs. You know, it's a time bomb. Yeah? You don't know when they're going to explode. You know, they can be very nice for a long time, but they just one day explode. It's not healthy for me, and it's not healthy for other people too. Yeah? And so really to have faith in relationships. And then beautiful things come out. This is our only family. We don't have another family. Yeah? And we are the same souls that have been recycled. We've been around with each other for a long time. So you're not going to find it somewhere else. Same ones. We've met each other many, many times through the whole cycle. So at the end of the cycle, certain sanskars do come up. But just be patient. Have that. Let the patience make you silent, then you have the tolerance, you have the capacity. And then you stay content, you know? Contentment in relationships is a big thing. You know? Sometimes there's dissatisfaction. And then when I'm content, I'm royal. The fourth faith. Is the fourth faith? Oh, yeah. The fourth faith is faith in the drama. Faith in the drama. Sometimes we look at the drama and we think this should happen in the drama. Or that should happen in the drama. But the drama is only a mirror or an expression of what I am feeding myself inside. Sometimes that's a hard one to digest. Because if you look at your drama outside and you think, oh, okay. Yeah? But the drama is only the expression of what's happening inside. And my personal experience is, when you do any inner work, the faith in the drama. Just this deep feeling that drama is here to support me. My personal experience is that in whatever aspect, if you do the inner work, drama will always provide opportunity of expression. Anything that you do internally and you do the work internally, drama will give expression to it. Sometimes we don't put these two together and so we don't have faith in the drama. I find my personal experience, for example, you know, this last year, my whole Brahmin life was around four words. I was doing a lot of my inner work on four words. The first two words was belief and truth. So I went very deep inside myself and really looked at what was just a belief and what was truth. So every time I said something, every time I interacted with somebody, no matter where I went in my drama, at the back of my mind, these two words were alive. And I asked myself, is this just a belief or is this the truth? Because belief can change, but truth will always be sustained. Truth will always be there. And so, looking, firstly working from belief to truth. And the second two energies that I did a lot of honest work on myself was from suppression to surrender. Now, when we hear the word suppression, it sounds quite a gross word. And we think, well, I don't really suppress in my life. But there are different levels of suppression. And what does surrender mean? Again, we hear the word surrender in many ways. But I found that truth and surrender creates a whole powerful drama for you. You with me? But in order for that powerful drama to happen, the inner work has to happen. And the inner work is your investment in truth and surrender. These were my efforts that this year allowed me to make. And because I made effort on truth and surrender in a way, my drama or the drama of life responded to it. And so sometimes in the drama, I have to really look at what is the drama telling me. And the work that needs to happen is not out there, but the work that needs to happen is inside. If I want to change my drama outside, I have to do the work inside. Because the more and more I do my inner work, my drama will change. Then I'll have faith in the drama. Yeah? And also the second aspect about the drama is don't be caught up in the obvious. Yeah? The drama has an external show, and if we get caught up in it, it can create doubt, it can create uncertainty when we see certain things. But faith in the drama means to look beyond the obvious. Something may look externally a loss, but let me just become peaceful. Because when I become peaceful, I will realize that that scene has something to offer me. But if I lose my peace and I start thinking too much, let us say there's a change in the drama. the scene has changed. And if in that scene I don't stay peaceful, like today Baba's saying, allowing your faith to be unshakable. Yeah? If I don't stay peaceful in that drama, then I won't see the fortune or the gift that drama is offering me. I'll get caught up in the obviousness, and the obviousness can seem like a loss. It can feel like chaos. It can create doubt. It can create pain. It can create too many thoughts. But really, no matter what the drama is providing externally, just to become peaceful. When I stay peaceful, and again, peaceful is a very alive energy. When I stay peaceful in the drama, then my drama around me will sort itself out. I don't have to sort out my drama. I have to just be peaceful. Sometimes when the drama gets chaotic, we try to sort it out. But trying to sort out the drama will just cause you more damage. When you stay peaceful, the storm around you will automatically sort itself out. And that's why the foundation of our Brahman life is Om Shanti. When I become Om Shanti, the drama also becomes Om Shanti. Otherwise the drama becomes very dramatic. Yeah? So let me not try and control the drama. The drama is the drama. But where I have power is over myself. I have Baba's energy to help me, but I have power over myself. And when I take charge in these two levels, then the drama will support me. And always to have the faith that drama is my mother. Drama wishes the best for me. Drama is not there to get you out. Drama is not there to give you a hard time. Drama is not there to make you battle. At this time, drama is... Baba is God's words himself, where God said that drama is your mother. So when I have faith that drama is my mother, then whatever scene is coming is for my growth, and the drama is supporting me. But let me not try and fix the drama. Yeah? The only place we can do is fix ourselves. Yeah? Sometimes we see things happening outside and we try to fix it. We can't fix nobody, we can't fix nothing. It's such an illusion, yeah? Just fix yourself and then everything will be okay. Yeah? So the drama, you know, and that drama is really at this time here to support you. It's not here to work against you. It's supporting you. And then faith in my fortune. Yeah. At this time, my life is not an ordinary life. In the world, we've learned to survive and exist. But this Brahman life is not here to survive and exist. Bhagwan, you know the word Bhagwan is a name for God. And Bhagwan has come to open your bhagya, your fortune. When God comes, your fortune is opened. Yeah? These two words in Hindi are very powerful words. Bhagwan and Bhagya. When God at the confluence age is consciously present, then my fortune is also consciously alive. And so the more and more I have faith in my fortune, the more and more I open my fortune. Otherwise, my life could be no different from anyone else's life. Yeah? I can have my white clothes and have my badge and my right shawl, but my life is no different from any other soul out there. If I don't have faith and intoxication in myself, Baba, and my fortune. Yeah? And so God has come to open my fortune. And do I have that faith? Because to the extent I open my capacity, that much can be filled. If I think I'm just a little bucket, then God will fill a little. If I think I'm a dam, then God will fill that much. If I think I'm an ocean, then Baba will fill the ocean. So how much faith do I have that the unlimited ocean has come to open my fortune? Not of a few drops, but of the ocean. And only to the extent I have faith will I open myself. Otherwise my life will still be closed. I think, oh, I felt a little peaceful, how nice. No, that's not what this journey is about. Yeah? We are worthy and capable of something much, much greater. Yeah? Today, Baba has said in the Murli. Huh? Baba has come. God Himself has come. Yeah? It's Maya, Baba saying, it's Maya that closes you up. Yeah? And Baba's saying today, Maya's nothing. If you make her big, she becomes big. If you get frightened of her, she will frighten you. Yeah? But if I don't give power to Maya, then Maya, because often Maya in the form of lack of self-worth, doubt, all these things, stops you from taking your fortune. So, you know, Baba is an open treasure store. We are elevated souls through the cycle who have come with fortune. Fortune is in my hands. Yeah? When they say, yeah, when they look at the hands, they say, oh, lot of fortune there. We've been, as when we are born as Brahmins, we are born with fortune. But my fortune is only as alive for me to the extent I have faith in it and I experience it. Yeah? And there's so much fortune. My life is not dry, my life is not small, my life is not little. My life is abundant. And when I feel that at this time, then many things can happen. So we need to deepen our faith. Faith in all these levels and so many other areas of faith. But when I deepen my faith and, you know, see the best in me, see the best in another soul, see the best in the drama, draw the best from Baba, then my drama will change. Because really this is the time that we need to become very powerful. Change is happening at a very fast speed. You know when you're traveling on the aeroplane at the airport, you get, what you call those things? Travelators. That thing that makes you, help you walk faster. Yeah? Now if that thing is moving and you just slow down, and you refuse to move, you'll fall. Yeah? And so the speed of the drama is fast, And change is very fast now. Whether it's in the matter, whether it's in the yajna, whether it's in ourselves, whether... I mean, it's so obvious. It's so obvious how fast change is. But if I'm not having faith and I'm not responding to that change to the same extent, then my life is going to feel labor. And today Baba was saying in the Murli, you know, it doesn't suit us. You are my children. Baba says, if he could, he would just come into the physical, because he cannot see, bear to see his children labor. You know? And we have to be careful in our Brahmin life. You know, sometimes souls have a sanskar of battling. You know? We have to finish it quickly. We do battle, we're not perfect. So yes, sometimes we do battle. But let's finish it quickly. Because otherwise you create a sanskar of battling. A golden aged soul doesn't battle. And we're not here to become silver aged. Yeah? And so, yes, the drama will bring things up. And sometimes, yes, things are not as easy as we wish it to be. But if I hold that faith and I'm careful that I don't create the sanskar of battling. Finish it quickly. Put a break quickly. Don't stay there too long. You know? There's one is the external world, one is the inner world, and then you have Baba's world. So sometimes we're not fully in Baba's world, but we're in this internal world. But in this internal world, there's still too much happening. Now we have to shift from the internal world into Baba's world. Yeah? So it's not just the external world and the internal world, but from the internal world, we have to go now into Baba's world. So these were just, it wasn't the class, it was just feelings in my heart and things that has helped me in my Brahmin life. Any questions? Anything you like to share? Yes. Absolutely. Baba is a very interactive energy in our life. You know? Yes. It's in his sanskars. Yeah. Yes. In that moment. Yeah. When you realize that nothing else can work and you realize you have to depend on your power of purity, it was very interesting because I really feel that when there's purity, then violence cannot touch you. And the reality in that scene is the intruder that came could not come close, took a U-turn and left. Yeah, that means they left. You know, I find whenever something feels uncomfortable for me, I just very often just take a walk into Baba's room and I stand right next to Baba. A few times, you know, we live in interesting places. A few times when things were not feeling comfortable, instead of thinking too much, you know, just go and stand in the heart of purity. If you stand in the heart of purity, impurity cannot touch you. You know? And so, for me, part of that purity is firstly holding Baba, but even on a physical level, a few times I've walked into Baba's room, stood right next to Baba's trance light and just stood there. And I saw many times the scene in the drama did not have the power to come close. And more we have to do that, you know. The power of purity is our only protection, actually. Everything else is external. It may work and it may not work. But purity brings non-violence. So any form of hurt can only come when there's some level of impurity. And so, yes, I wouldn't call myself a totally pure soul, but I have a company of the one who's ever pure. So let me hold the hand of the one who's ever pure. And then that helps the protection. Because we've still got our own sanskars that we're working through. But the company with Baba supports. Anything else? Yes, bye. Yeah. It's true. But I've seen souls who've done the work, you know. And also not to wait till you get sick. You know, sometimes we don't do the work or practices, rather the practices. And then when the body is sick, then we try and practice. And then it's hard. You know, the practice of really having this practice of bodilessness and the practice when we are well is the time to really do it. And also to realize one is that, and on the other level, there are other things that one needs to do to give break to the body, you know. Meaning your physical health, what you eat, I've seen in my journey with a sister that I had to live with closely during this time. You know, one is really Baba's energy. Secondly, your own work that you have to do. And really to understand your body and realizing why certain things are coming up. Because when you understand that, you are able to release it. And then on a totally physical level, it has to require change in lifestyle. I cannot live the way I've always lived and expect things to be different. You know? So I have to really look and see what I have to change in my lifestyle. And when I do all of that, then the body has less influence. Just to the level where I can think straight. And when I'm able to think straight, then I'm able to draw power from Baba. And that power will then help me to deal with the body further. But I really learned during that time is that the body has so much power. And so never to take it for granted. You know, whilst you're well, whilst you can make the effort, make the effort. Don't think I'll make it one day because you don't know what's going to happen to this body. And then it's much harder to do what you need to be doing. Okay? Om Shanti.